The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father, who sees what is hidden, will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I thought we would take a break from the Gospel and remember that we also have a first reading, right? Because sometimes it's nice to talk about the first reading. So there's a message here in the first reading. It really helps us to remember. And as I mentioned, if you heard me before, we've been hearing from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians for a couple of weeks now. One of the most complicated letters in the whole New Testament, but it's a letter in three main parts. And we are hearing from the middle of those three main parts, which is all about a collection that St. Paul is taking up for the church in Jerusalem. Church in Jerusalem is poor and persecuted. Paul's writing to the church in Corinth, which is peaceful and prosperous. Paul figures the church in Corinth can help out the church in Jerusalem, so he takes up a collection. But I bet you'd never know over the past several days that Paul has been talking all about a collection. You almost wouldn't even know it, would you? It's because he never uses the word money. Paul never says money. Paul never says cash. Paul never says funds. Paul never says BLA. Paul never says capital campaign. He never uses any words like that. You know what he says instead? He says gracious gift, a free will gift, relief for the holy ones. Why does Paul talk like that? The reason Paul talks like that is it's an insight into the mind of a saint. And he cares more about what happens in the soul of the one who gives than he does in how much he himself receives. And that's why you hear these words like you heard in the first reading where Paul says, "Sow sparingly, reap sparingly," and "God loves a generous giver," and "God will multiply your harvest, not of bread, but of righteousness." Okay, now that's the message we want to take away from the first reading. God will multiply your harvest, not of bread, but of righteousness. And it touches on something that's really central to the whole message of the New Testament, as well as the message of Paul, something I've mentioned before. And colloquially, it's become known as the law of the gift. And the law of the gift goes something like this. God's life increases in you in the degree to which you give yourself away. God's life, God's grace, God's power, God's consolation, your holiness, increases in the degree to which you give yourself away. Regretfully, the contrary is also the case. God's life and consolation and power decrease in the degree to which you live for yourself. It's a great challenge. And this is what Jesus meant once when he said, if you try to save your life, you'll lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, you will save it. They call it the law of the gift because it's always true. You know, it's like the law of gravity. It's always true. You know, we don't drive our cars off of cliffs because we know that things fall, right? Law of gravity. It's always the case. You've heard about the law of supply and demand. We don't make useless products that nobody wants, right? Waste of money, waste of time. When you break things like the law of gravity, nobody takes pity on you. They figure you should know better, right? Well, this is something we want to know so well, it's like we should know better. It's one of the most important things that we can possibly learn, totally counterintuitive, because of all the limited things in your life, your time is limited, your energy is limited, your money is limited, and you want to guard those for yourself and keep them. So totally counterintuitive, but we can learn that God actually multiplies in you whatever you give away. One of my favorite lines ever written comes from the Second Vatican Council. It's from the document Gaudium et Spes. It's number 24, and it says, man discovers his true self when he makes a sincere gift of himself. In other words, the degree to which you're living for yourself right now is the degree to which you are living in ignorance of who you really are. Totally counterintuitive. And why is this the case? Because God is a pure gift, and you are made in his image. Another tough lesson, right? Very important lesson, something we want to pray about and pray about and pray about and strive to live, even if nobody else ever sees. Because your Father, who sees what is done in hidden and secret, will repay you. St. Romuald, pray for us.